bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment. Yeehaw! I don't know why I feel this way. Maybe I'm just glad Monday's over. Yes, it is your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your loony host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 10th of January, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Off the press, Yahoo is dead. Well, kind of. The actual name isn't going anywhere anytime soon, but the actual company, the company itself will actually be renamed Altaba. At least I think that's how you say it. And it seems the CEO of Yahoo, Marissa Mayer, bye-bye. She will be stepping down for the board of directors once its major sale to Verizon closes. That's the reason why Yahoo's name is actually going to stay. You might remember back in July last year, Verizon agreed to buy a major portion of Yahoo. That included its blogs and email service, all amounting to about $4.83 billion. Hence, since Verizon isn't buying all of Yahoo, it essentially splits it up into two different companies. So you're just as confused as I am? Don't worry, they've been confused at Yahoo for years now. So all probably seems normal. Not one, not two, but three new iPads coming this year. Really? Well, according to KGI Securities and that analyst over there we all know and love, Mr. Ming. So when are we going to expect those new iPads? Well, apparently in the second quarter of 2017. Now, in the report, we're seeing, yes, that 12.9-inch model, that huge sucker, it's still going to be there. The 9.7-inch, which has kind of became confusing. You want the Pro or you just want the normal one? And, of course, we're hearing about a 10 or a 10.5-inch iPad as well. Funny enough, no mention about a 7.9-inch. Yeah, the minis. Could they be on the way out? Well, we'll just have to ask Ming. In the meantime, we'll just let those Apple rumors roll on. Last week, we were seeing a little rumors and leakages of pictures on the interwebs about the supposed Samsung Galaxy S8. And it seems maybe those leakages were true, because what we're hearing this week is Samsung is still planning to announce the Galaxy S8 at the Mobile World Congress next month. Now, yes, this might come as a surprise to some of you Samsung Galaxy fans out there. You know, the ones that didn't have your phones blow up. We all heard, April, you gotta wait till then. Well, maybe they're gonna speed things up a little bit. Because we've heard before the Galaxy 8 unveiling would be pushed back, so Samsung could spend more time on quality control and avoid another, yeah, you know, that other phone, that Note 7, yeah. The Mobile World Congress will kick off on February 27th of this year, so we got about 7 more weeks to find out. And finally, off to the land of Putin, yeah. Yes, Putin has been in the news lately for other reasons. But this one has everything to do with LinkedIn. Yes, it seems that Russia wants to scrub LinkedIn's presence from the country completely. They do no longer want them there. Now, mind you, LinkedIn's never been the grandest place on the interwebs, and it kind of got crappier when Microsoft bought them. But apparently, Russia's taken this one step further. At least according to the New York Times, people in the country can no longer download the social network's mobile application from either the App Store or the Google Play Store. Now, why did this come about? Well, apparently a local court ruled that the service violated its data protection rules. Data protection rules in Russia. Excuse me, let me just laugh for a little bit. All right, I got my composure. We'll read on now. It seems that Russia's data protection laws state that the websites and service operating in the nation have to keep its citizens' data on servers within its borders. So, okay, now I see where this is going. All I can say to our Russian listeners, that is if you can hear us, censorship, yep, it sucks. But trust me, when it comes to LinkedIn, you're not missing much. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, you know that official website already. Get on over there, get subscribed to all of our great podcasts, check out our blog and our reviews, and so much other things happening over there. What do you still listen to me for? Get on over there, check it out. Also, don't forget to like our Facebook page. It's British Tech Network. Follow us on the Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community, always chatting it up over there. You can find that at BritishTech.com. The new show will be back, hopefully with a bit more news. I hope so. That is if the KGB has not got to us already. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours for your Hump Day edition. But until then, have yourself a good old fantastic Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.